Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Time Anxiety, The Illusion of Urgency and a Better Way to Live by Chris Guillebeau examines why modern life so often feels like a race against an invisible clock. Rather than treating busyness as a badge of honor, the book reframes urgency as a learned perception that can distort priorities, relationships, and health. Guillebeau, known for practical self-improvement writing, explores how work culture, constant connectivity, and self-imposed expectations create a persistent sense of behindness. The core promise is not to squeeze more tasks into a day, but to change the way time is interpreted and used. Readers are guided toward calmer decision-making, clearer boundaries, and a values-driven approach to commitments. The book positions time anxiety as solvable through mindset shifts and simple systems that reduce reactive living. By separating what is truly important from what merely feels pressing, it aims to help readers reclaim attention, strengthen focus, and build a life that feels spacious even when responsibilities remain real. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding time anxiety and the illusion of urgency. A central idea in the book is that time anxiety is less about an objectively full schedule and more about the feeling that time is slipping away while expectations keep rising. The illusion of urgency shows up when everything feels immediate, even when the consequences of delay are minor. This perceived urgency can be fueled by social comparison, workplace norms that reward responsiveness, and digital environments designed to demand attention. The result is a chronic state of mental acceleration where planning becomes reaction and rest feel undeserved. The book encourages readers to notice the difference between real deadlines and manufactured pressure, including internal pressure created by perfectionism or fear of missing out. By naming the pattern, readers can start to interrupt it. Instead of treating urgency as a signal that something matters, the book invites a more careful interpretation. Urgency is often a symptom of unclear priorities, poor boundaries, or unrealistic assumptions. Recognizing this helps reduce shame and self-blame, making space for a healthier relationship with time that is based on choice rather than compulsion. Secondly, clarifying priorities through values and trade-offs. Another major theme is that a better way to live requires deliberate prioritization rooted in values, not only in external demands. Time anxiety thrives when priorities are vague because any request can feel equally important. The book emphasizes making trade-offs visible. Every yes is also a no to something else, including recovery, relationships, or deep work. Instead of relying on productivity slogans, the approach is to define what matters most in the current season of life and to use that definition as a filter for commitments. This can mean identifying a small set of core areas such as health, craft, family, service, learning, or financial stability, then evaluating whether weekly actions align. The book also highlights the difference between what feels urgent and what is meaningful over time. Readers are encouraged to shift from a completion mindset to a contribution mindset, where progress is measured by impact and alignment rather than volume. By making priorities explicit and accepting trade-offs as normal, the reader can reduce the constant sense of being behind and replace it with a calmer sense of direction. Thirdly, creating boundaries in a world of constant access. The book addresses how always on communication intensifies time anxiety by fragmenting attention and creating a steady drip of obligations. When messages, notifications, and requests arrive continuously, the mind stays in triage mode. Guillebeau focuses on boundaries as a practical tool for restoring autonomy over time. This includes setting expectations about response times, limiting the number of channels that can reach you, and creating protected blocks for focused work or genuine rest. Boundaries are framed not as selfishness, but as the structure that makes reliability and presence possible. The book also acknowledges that many readers cannot simply opt out of demanding environments, so it emphasizes incremental changes that still shift the balance. Examples include batching communication, using simple rules for meetings, and designing a start and end to the workday to prevent time from bleeding into everything. By reducing constant accessibility, readers can experience fewer false emergencies, more sustained attention, and a clearer separation between what they choose to do and what they are pressured to do. Fourthly, replacing frantic productivity with sustainable systems. Rather than pushing readers toward extreme optimization, the book promotes sustainable systems that lower cognitive load and prevent crises. Time anxiety often triggers frantic productivity, where people sprint through tasks, multitask excessively, and rely on adrenaline. This can create short-term output while eroding long-term clarity and health. The book suggests shifting from heroic effort to repeatable routines using simple planning practices that keep commitments realistic. This may involve maintaining a short list of current priorities, building buffers around deadlines, and regularly reviewing obligations to remove or renegotiate what no longer fits. An important element is designing days that include recovery, because rest is treated as a requirement for good decisions, not a reward after everything is finished. The book also encourages readers to distinguish between motion and progress, since constant activity can conceal avoidance of the most important work. Sustainable systems help readers feel in control without needing to control everything. Over time, these practices reduce last-minute scrambles, support consistent momentum, and make it easier to stay aligned with what matters. Lastly, living with more time abundance and less regret, the final emphasis is on cultivating a sense of time abundance, not by adding hours, but by changing how life is experienced. The book links time anxiety to future-focused worry and a tendency to postpone fulfillment until a mythical later. It invites readers to practice presence and to make room for what makes life feel meaningful now, even in small ways. This includes honoring relationships, investing in health, and pursuing interests that create depth rather than noise. The book also explores how regret is often tied to misaligned attention. People remember whether they were truly there, not how quickly they replied to emails. By reducing compulsive urgency and choosing commitments more intentionally, readers can feel less scattered and more grounded. The approach is realistic, responsibilities remain, and seasons of high demand exist. Still, the book argues that a calmer relationship with time is possible when choices are guided by values, when boundaries protect attention, and when systems reduce unnecessary friction. The outcome is a life that feels less rushed, more coherent, and more personally owned. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for busy professionals, entrepreneurs, caregivers, students, and anyone who frequently feels behind despite working hard. It is especially useful for readers who have tried traditional productivity advice and found that more hacks only create more pressure. The benefit to the reader's life comes from its reframing. Instead of treating time as an enemy, it helps you identify the beliefs and environments that manufacture urgency. With clearer priorities, stronger boundaries, and simpler systems, readers can reduce stress without pretending that obligations disappear. The likely payoff is improved focus, better decision-making, and more consistent energy, along with greater presence in relationships and leisure. Compared to similar books that center on speed, optimization, or rigid routines, this one is worth buying because it targets the emotional driver underneath frantic busyness. By addressing why urgency feels so convincing and how it distorts choices, it complements productivity tools while preventing them from becoming another source of anxiety. Readers looking for a practical, humane approach to time that supports both achievement and well-being will find it a valuable addition to their personal development shelf. If you would like to support Chris Gilbo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.